Florida has nearly 4,000 archaeological sites on the coastline, each of them telling the story of the Sunshine State. But climate change is threatening their existence, eventually wiping out centuries of history. The question remains how archaeologists will preserve this history before it's too late.
Coastal change, erosion, sea level rise has been identified as the single biggest natural threat to our archaeology.
That's Ellie Graham. She's an archaeology research assistant from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. She says historic sites along the Scottish coastline will soon be lost to the sea because of climate change.
Potentially and very, very rapidly, or in one single great big storm, they could be completely destroyed. And if that happens before we learn anything about them, that's a huge amount of potential information that can add to our knowledge of the past that's lost before we can do anything about it.
But what's happening to Scotland's archaeological sites is almost identical to what's happening in Florida today.
So much of our coastline is soft, it's vulnerable, it's low-lying, sandy coastline. So it's very similar to a lot of your sandy coastline here as well, which means that a little bit of sea level rise, big waves can really impact on the coastline, cause a huge amount of erosion, inundate landscapes, and just take meters and meters of land in a single storm event.
Graham brought her expertise to Pensacola for the Tidally United Summit. It's a conference hosted by the Florida Public Archaeology Network, or FPAN. This year, they focused on the common question between Scotland and Florida. How can we best preserve history from sites, even though they won't be around for much longer? Dr. William Lees is the executive director of FPAN and spoke to the urgency of the climate crisis in Florida.
We've been monitoring some sites up in northeast East Florida that we thought we would have 10 or 15 years work on, and we think they may be gone in a couple of years now.
Documenting those sites is part of the FPAN mission. FPAN was founded at the University of West Florida, but works with universities and colleges across the state to keep that history alive for future generations.
We want to be able to tell the story of Florida's past in 100 years when these sites are gone. So each site is like a burning library. You know, we've got this library that's on fire and we're losing books.
In order to tell those stories in a century, Lees says it's critical to visit sites and document their history now. But with thousands of sites to explore, prioritizing which ones to look at first is key.
Our approach is to start by trying to go to all the coastal sites and see what condition they're in right now and monitor those to see what's happening to them, because they're not all being threatened at the same rate. So we want to understand what's being lost most quickly.
Throughout the presentations at the Tidally United Summit, almost every speaker underscored the need for public involvement. Sarah Miller is the regional director of the Northeast and East Central areas for FPAN. She says there aren't enough archaeologists to reach all the sites in time, so they look to the public for extra hands on deck. FPAN's Heritage Monitoring Scouts program trains volunteers to help archaeologists explore history.
We really need the help to get out in the next few years, take a look at sites, assess their condition, see if anything can be done, anything needs to be studied before they're lost.
Miller says community involvement is not just about recruiting a certain number of people. The public also helps FPAN prioritize which sites are most important.
We just have this sincere want and need to collaborate with the communities, hear what's important to them. And at the end of the day, I don't want to save the site that's most significant to me. I want to find the heart of the community, hear what they're interested in.
The clock is ticking for many of these sites, but Ellie Graham believes both Scotland and Florida still have time to save their history.
Sea level rise, erosion is giving us a window into the past, so we need to get in there and look through it, learn about the past before it's completely lost forever.
To help preserve Florida's history, visit flpublicarchaeology.org and sign up to volunteer with the Heritage Monitoring Scouts. Abigail Meganson, WUWF News.